Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sidney Wildsmith.
We've moved along from Maine to Maryland, Massachusetts to Kentucky. We finish our journey as the day is ending, heading west with Ann Smith. When your voice of the earth continues, here on the Wildside News. As you head west in the USA, things open up. The sense of freedom rises with the sun each morning, lighting up the vast open spaces. And it just may be that for many in the West, the grand expanse is turning into a grand expense as people try to keep their lives and livelihoods alive and well, as the price of fresh oil continues to rise. The saga of Ann Smith continues. Now we're heading down to Texas, where we're talking with Ann Smith from Texas. Ann, welcome to the Wildside News.
Yeah,
let's talk about gasoline prices and how this is affecting you.
Well, I live in Abilene, Texas. I work at a golf course, which luckily the golf course is just right around the corner from where I live, which that was one of the things that I did was change jobs to get closer to my home. I also combined my shopping and try to do it all at once.
Now, is this something that you've made changes recently?
Oh, absolutely, yes, sir.
Yeah. When did the realization that the prices were really, really skyrocketing really hit you?
Probably about 2 months ago. Yeah.
What are you paying these days in Abilene?
It's, I think, $2.74
mm-hmm.
a gallon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, prior to that, did you spend, were you more comfortable just hopping in your car and going places?
I was very comfortable, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And where would you typically go with your car?
I may go to the grocery store three times a week,
mm-hmm.
you know, or maybe up to the Tuesday morning or out to the mall or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I try to go to the grocery store once a week.
I guess that's not such a bad accommodation, is it?
Well, no. I mean, I'm adjusting. Yeah.
No, it's not gonna kill us doing that, but
no.
it's an adjustment. That's right.
Yeah.
What are the kind of considerations are you having to make?
Well, I'm not getting out of the house as much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to the mall as much.
Mm-hmm. And how about your friends? What are they talking about? How's it affecting them?
Well, the same way. You know, I'm just lucky that I work right around the corner from my home, less than a mile. Whereas, none of my friends are that fortunate.
Well, what are they talking about then? How's it affecting them?
Well, just that, some of them live in a neighboring town, and it costs somewhere $6, $7 to come to work.
And that's a lot of dough.
That's a lot of dough. You times that five times, and that's $30 a week, which is, $120 a month, which is a major bill.
Yeah, it sure is, yeah. Well, what do you think people are going to start to have to do? You know, if a person isn't making a lot of money, that's a serious impact.
That's exactly what I've been thinking is, my goodness, how do some of these people afford this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that, is heavier on my mind than anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, in Abilene, you probably have a lot of people who commute out to, there's oil and there's agriculture. They have to drive quite a ways to get to work and back.
Well, mostly it's the little towns like Clyde and Baird and Anson, you know, that come to Abilene to work.
Exactly right, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you think it's going to affect your larger community? What do you expect to see in terms of changes?
I expect to see prices go up.
That's kind of the bottom line, isn't it?
That's the bottom line, yeah.
And that's adding insult to injury, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that I think is going to be the hard part is
that
we're kind of trying to accommodate and making changes to deal with these higher prices. But,
yeah, and it's affecting every aspect of life just about.
Yeah, are you seeing some increased prices already in your besides just the gasoline?
No, I haven't really noticed.
Yeah, but it's going to hit.
Yeah, it'll have to.
It has to. Of course, everyone's trying to figure out why is this happening all of a sudden. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I'm not a real political person.
Mm-hmm. You're lucky.
I think that's where it's at, is on the political level.
Listen, I want to thank you for giving me your thoughts and wish you great success as you try to make these changes.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Ann, thanks.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye. We're talking to Ann Smith, another Texan. You're actually down in an area that produces a lot of the gas and oil. Ann, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Thank you.
Well, it sounds like you're a little dissatisfied with the price of gas, particularly because you're in an area where you produce a lot of the gas.
What do I think about the price of gas?
Yes,
I think we have too long not taken care of our own needs and relied on foreign oil, and now we're being hijacked by the foreign oil people. I don't think it's the oil companies. I think we have, in the United States, have allowed our environmental people to protect the places that we should explore for oil, and now we're paying the price.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this affecting you? Do you rely on your car, for example, to get back and forth to work?
Yes, I rely on my car. I have two teenagers, and I own a business, so we use our vehicles in our business, so sure.
Mm-hmm.
We have four cars and four drivers, and we use a lot of gasoline.
I hadn't even thought about that, but four cars and four drivers, how much do you think you're paying extra these days for gas in a week?
Oh, I wouldn't know per week, but, mm-hmm. I know it's up about 30% from what it was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but so is my electricity, because mm-hmm. that comes from energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. so my gas in my home is higher. Mm-hmm. My electric bill is higher because that's powered by gas.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it the stuff we put in our cars, but it's what we use to heat and cool.
Yeah.
Our electric energy has increased 37% from a year ago.
It's a little hard to take after a while.
Well, you don't like it, you know, because I'm better able to afford it than some people, but still, you really don't like paying 30 to 40% more than you were a year ago for something that you're actually not gaining anything.
You're in business. I think one of the difficulties is the way in which business can't really predict any longer where these extra costs are going to come from. Are you finding that part of your challenge?
Well, I guess we sort of have expected everything to go up, but you don't expect things to go up 50%, 30%, 40%, 50%. You expect, you know, slow increases, and that's pretty much the way it has been. It's just our energy costs have gone up a whole lot.
Now,
more.
Share what you will about what you do in your business, and I'm just curious if you're a business where you'll have to pass those costs along.
No. It's a business where I really won't.
Mm-hmm.
I will not pass those costs along. I'm an insurance agent, and so we use my husband works with me, and we use both our cars and our business, but it doesn't affect the cost of insurance.
But you're having to kind of swallow the difference.
Sure, it affects my bottom line.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, what kind of accommodations are you making then to try to meet that? I mean, we just adapt.
We're not making any accommodations.
Yeah.
There's not a lot we can do about it. Mm-hmm. The kids still have to get back and forth to school. We still have to do our business.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it might change some of our mm-hmm. vacation plans. I know we've flown on several trips rather than drive, because you can actually still fly cheaper than you can drive,
mm-hmm.
especially if it's one or two persons. But
now, I don't know what kind of vehicles you're driving, but some people are looking to hybrids and more economical vehicles. Is that something in your future?
It's not something I've actually considered. You know, right now the hybrids are such an experimental thing. It's probably not something down the road. If they are, you know, if they're worked out and reliable, I might, you know, we might consider those, but it's not something I said, oh, gee, gas has gone up $1 a gallon, I'm going to run by a man hybrid.
Right. So, now, how about how this affects your thoughts about alternatives like solar or geothermal or ethanol?
I think that we probably should have been thinking of that for a long, long time. I think that sometimes these ideas are able to be worked out, but our Congress, as they fail to do in anything, the people that we vote into office are more interested in getting reelected than doing the right thing. That's both parties, that's from local to highest office. And I think some of the ideas that have been available have not been explored or expanded because doing nothing is easier than stepping out.
Do you think some of these kinds of concerns about energy and self-sufficiency will start to affect political decisions? I mean, your election decisions in the future?
I doubt it. Look at immigration. I mean, that seems to be a glaring issue probably for California, Arizona, Texas, and some of these other things. And, you know, that's another good example where our people who pass the laws are not willing to do anything that might hurt their chances on getting reelected.
Hey, here's a fun question. Let's say that you could just get one of these characters and knock them upside the head and say, look, this is what you need to do. What would you want them to pay attention to right now?
Yeah, well, release some of the offshore, allow some offshore drilling, allow some drilling in Alaska. You know, there are states and there are places where we have that available, but it has been tied up, and it would be great if we could live in a totally green world, but, you know, we can't. And the people that seem to think that it would be great not to do it in, you know, offshore or something like that, they're still using the fuel, but everybody wants, you know, the American people still want the best of both worlds, but, you know, I just believe, really truly believe, we have passed many laws that prohibit offshore drilling and drilling in places like Alaska that we have known now for 30 years that we're going to run short, that we do not have enough oil or gas to be self-sufficient. And when you do that and you're dealing with parts of the world that, you know, don't particularly care about us, they now have us where we don't have much choice, and we're paying the price for not doing what we should have done 30 years ago.
Now, of course, where you live, you've got big open spaces and lots of sun. Are you starting to see anybody utilizing solar and wind in that area?
There are quite a few wind places where they'll, you know, where they'll put the windmills up, and they look really odd, but you know, that's a totally clean, reliable, renewable resource.
And so you're willing to accommodate to big windmills in your landscape, the unbroken Texas horizon line, for the purpose of achieving some sustainability.
Well, I wouldn't say that would be the only thing I would do, but
no, right.
Yes, I would be willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have more people and more needs for energy, so we're going to have to do something.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
sometimes you run out of best choices, you have to deal with second and third choices.
Well, I know you're trying to fix some dinner. And so, Ann, I want to thank you for lending your voice here.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ann. Bye.
Performance is sweeter. Nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Travel and ease.
We're talking now with Ann Smith from Oregon. It's a small town in Oregon.
Yes.
And I'd love to know what your thoughts are about how these gas prices are affecting you and your life.
Well, they're terrible, I'll tell you. I don't drive very much anymore just because of that reason.
Have you had to cut back then considerably?
Well, no. I've been letting others buy the things for me, and I give them a little bit of money,
mm-hmm.
you know, for gas.
Mm-hmm. But I can imagine it affects their capacity to...
Oh, definitely.
You know, I mean, you want to be generous, but I imagine you are considering paying them more.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, we have to do what they say. It doesn't matter what it is. If they send you a bill, you have to pay it, and it seems like the gas tanks are the same thing.
Do you drive a car at all?
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And what's the price of gas right now in your part of Oregon?
Well, it's almost $3 a gallon, probably a little bit more. I haven't bought any. I've been hesitating to fill my tank.
Well, it hurts to go to the gas station.
You bet.
I mean, I'm down here in San Diego, and I went in, and it was suddenly $3.42. And I'm telling you, you think $3 is bad. Wait till it gets that high.
I know.
It's hard. It is difficult. Well, so what other accommodations do you think you'll have to make to these kinds of gas prices? How is it affecting you?
I'm not doing much driving. I let others do it for me. And it's affecting everybody.
Do you have family that is talking about this?
No, I have a friend that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
And when she goes into town, we live 30 miles from the bigger town. We only have one grocery store here.
Well, 30-mile drive to get your food, I mean, that really increases the cost of a loaf of bread.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know. I've been in that situation, and, you know, it's 10 to 20 bucks just to get back and forth.
Yes, that's how it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about some of your friends are in your community there and neighbors? Are they talking about this?
They're all squawking, too.
What are they talking about? What are they complaining about?
Well, because we're not able to do the things that we usually do, like go for a short ride or go or do anything because of the prices of gas. It's just too high.
Now, you know, here's the kind of a positive side to this. It means you're going to spend more time at home. Maybe we'll start to spend a little closer time with our neighbors and our family.
Well, I have so many animals that it takes my time here. I don't have much time with my neighbors. Mm-hmm. But that's all right. They're good neighbors. But like I say, I don't do too much with them. I do my gardening and my animals, and I stay close to home.
Now, do you ever try to figure out why these prices are so high?
Yes, I just figure it's the government. They just want to put more money in their pockets.
Mm-hmm. And you think there's anything that we can do about it? Do you have any ideas on what we could do?
Well, there's nothing, because like I say, if they say that we have to do it, we have to do it. And I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I don't like it at all. It's like sending you a bill. Our water bill is the same thing. It's not what you use. They quote the price, and you have to pay it.
Now, are you on a fixed income?
Yes.
Do you foresee a time when some of the, you know, everything's going up?
That's
when,
right.
When it's going to get a little too tight?
Well, it already is.
Mm.
But there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, that I know.
Well, are you going to have to, like, cut back on staples and food?
Well,
or?
That's true. That's what I'm doing now, is cutting back. I forgot about that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not fun. That doesn't seem right.
No, it isn't. It isn't fun. It's not right at all, but what can we do?
Yeah, there you go. Well, another Ann Smith, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, Ann, thanks.
Tigris and Euphrates is a lot like hell. Go on, liberate my people and their oil. Get your big trucks rolling down Highway 9. Put on the armor, it's party time. Gonna dance with the devil of our own design. Get your big trucks rolling down Highway 9.
Now we're going up to Utah. Beautiful, beautiful country up there. And joining us is Ann Smith. Welcome to the Wild Side News.
Hi, thanks.
Well, tell me what's happening in terms of gas prices and your life and your family and your community. We'll start out with, first of all, what are you paying for gas these days?
I just filled up yesterday at $3 a gallon.
How does that make you feel?
Outraged.
Why is that?
Well, my husband's a salesman.
Oh, so boy.
He travels all over the state, and we just paid $1,000 last month. For our monthly gas bill.
Well, you're the first person who's given me that kind of a figure. Now, how much is that up? I mean, that's really got. Is he making profit from his sales? Does he have to eat that? Is he reimbursed, or how do
no,
you?
No, we just eat it. But it's probably up at least $300 from, you know, a few months ago when the prices were lower.
So you're making less money.
Absolutely.
And so, what does that mean for your life?
Well, we have to cut back in other places.
Like what?
Like eating out. Like the fun stuff that makes life fun. It hurts, but we can do it. I hear it's worse in other places. So.
Well, I'm in San Diego. It's $3.42, so enjoy it while you may.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, because I hear we're going up, too, so we may be there soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you hearing? What are people talking about in your community there?
Well, they're just saying they're not going to go down till after Labor Day, so I don't know if that's the truth, but I haven't seen any relief yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine that by the end of summer, you know, our gas bill will be $1,200, $1,300.
Now, for your husband who's driving around, is he driving a luxury car or kind of, you know, where does it fit the spectrum there of gas mileage?
Well, he drives a Mazda, which probably gets 30, but we actually are looking at getting him into something that does a little better and see if it can outweigh, you know, maybe the car payment or the cost of the car can outweigh the savings in gas.
Wow, well, 30 isn't bad.
No, it isn't.
Mm-hmm. What are you considering?
A Jetta, maybe like a diesel Jetta, even though a diesel's worse, but it's supposed to get, you know, 40 to 50 miles a gallon, so we've heard.
Well, it sounds like this definitely is having an impact on you. People are accommodating in different ways. What kind of actual changes are you making in your routines?
Well, just like I said, we eat out a lot, and we like to play a lot as a family. We like to vacation, and those kind of things are going to have to stop or be cut back significantly to be able to compensate for the gas.
I know a lot of Ann Smiths that I've talked to today have said they've, in the past, really enjoyed hopping in their car and taking trips and vacations.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have a cabin that's 5 hours away.
Hmm.
So that's one of the things that has to go.
You mean that you're going to not, you're just not going to go there, or you're going to literally get rid of the cabin?
No, we probably won't get rid of it, but we won't be visiting like we like to visit.
It seems as if we're kind of going backwards.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there are worse things, and there are people in worse shape than we are, so.
In your community there, are you seeing some people who are really, really impacted by this, people who are on fixed incomes, or?
I haven't heard of anything specific, but I know that everybody's complaining about it, so,
yeah.
I mean, it hurts everybody, but people like my husband who drive all day long, it really hurts.
Yeah, that's for sure.
He has no choice for his livelihood other than to drive. So.
Well, of course, some people are trying to figure out what's behind all this. What are your thoughts?
I think that the government is using the war in Iraq as a good excuse to see this happen. But you know what? Maybe I'm completely wrong. It just seems like the war, although I support the war and what it stands for, it seems like that's just a good scapegoat for the price of the gas, and for the, maybe not the government, the gas companies.
Yeah, right. It's kind of interesting as I'm talking to people. Everybody first says the government, and then it kind of morphs into the oil companies.
Yeah. When I heard that, I don't remember which gas company now, that had record profits last, the third quarter and the fourth quarter of last year, I thought, well, of course they did. So that just tells me they're not really paying what they tell us they're paying. If they're having record profit years, then something's a little screwed up here.
Do you see any way for us to rectify these difficulties?
I don't know. If people quit driving, quit using the kind of gas that we're using, but like the president said once, we're addicted to it, and will anybody really quit?
How about alternatives like wind or solar or geothermal or ethanol?
I mean, I think that sounds great, but I don't know. The cost involved in doing it, I don't know. I haven't really thought that far.
No, I suppose this is the kind of thing we're going to have to start thinking about.
You're right. When I was a kid, I remember the gas prices being a dollar, and I remember my dad sitting us down and talking to us about only going to town once a day, and that our family really had to conserve energy, and we did it, and I remember really working towards it as a family. You know, and I haven't put my family through that yet, so maybe if everybody did that, the oil companies would feel it and make some changes.
Now, do you have kids?
I have 4 kids.
And where are they in life?
17 down to 9.
Mm-hmm. So you do a lot of running around then.
I do a ton.
You know, that's got to be tough.
It's tough.
Is it starting to really affect the activities for your kids and things, your considerations on their participation?
You know what? I haven't gotten to that point yet. We're more trying to cut out the, you know, the extra fun stuff. But you know what? If it keeps us up, we'll have to.
Mm-hmm.
And all the soccer practices and all that kind of stuff that we're doing is going to have to make changes.
I want to thank you, Ann Smith. So there's a lot of wisdom in the Ann Smiths.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Ann.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Looking for a leader to bring our country home. Reunite the red, white, and blue before it turns to stone. And make the crime.
truth is, life in America is just really changing quickly. Amazingly, it seems the rising price of oil is bringing on changes in our lifestyles, and the need to drive less and plan wisely, to think about energy independence, and shifting to a clean and sustainable energy future. This just may be the slickest gift of all. We may be heading backwards a baby step or two, and that just may be the first step towards a realistic future. This is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios until next Thursday or any time on the archives when your voice of the earth will call around the world here on the Wild Side News.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee. Performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.